Hello, everyone. How many of you guys have eaten black cherries? Well, assume most of you haven't. And, well, if given a choice, of the two black cherry pictures which are seen right now on this slide, which one would you guys prefer to eat? The North American black cherries, as you can see in the pictures, which are very small in size, and I can tell you guys, they are really very bitter in taste. Or the Capulin cherries, which are much larger in size, and they are really very tasty and juicy. Which one, guys? Yeah. Well, I would also love to have the Capulin cherries, because who does not want to eat the big sweet cherries, right? Well, and you guys must be thinking now that, well, both of these are black cherries, so why there is such a big difference between these two, right? Well, the thing is, both of these belong to the same genus, that is Prunus serotina, but they belong to different subspecies. North American one are the wild subspecies which is found throughout the US. On the other hand, we have the Capulin cherries, which is found in the South American countries and is a domesticated subspecies. You can find these Capulin trees growing in countries like Mexico, Ecuador, Guatemala, etc. But the best form of these Capulin cherries is found in Ecuadorian Andes region. And the best thing about these cherries is that you can find these trees growing along the roadsides, in the backyard of the houses, and even in the forest too. And you know what? The studies have shown that these capillaries contain such important antioxidant and nutraceutical properties that can help prevent diseases like cancer, diabetes, and even the cardiovascular diseases. But the irony is that despite having such great potential benefits, no commercial varieties of this capillary is found anywhere in the world. So in my research program, we have collected a large collection of these capillary cherries from Ecuadorian and this region so that we can select for a capillary that can have all the commercial attributes that a commercial cherry should have, like a large fruit and the small seed size. And we are also trying to look at the morphological characters like the leaf, shape, seed, fruit size, etc., and the genetic characters too, to understand better about this potential food crop which has not yet been commercialized by the humans yet, but has a tremendous potential to be a commercial crop. Thank you.